everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 30th. Good morning to you. Today's topic is Providing the Flame from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. The quote is from Lady Bird Johnson. Any committee is only as good as the most knowledgeable, determined, and vigorous person on it. There must be somebody who provides the flame. Every gathering needs at least one person to be the spark to get things going. Whether we're at a party, the office, or a neighborhood meeting, we need someone to focus and energize the group. A single negative person can also put out that spark if we stand by and let it happen. Instead of responding to negativity with negativity, though, we can choose to help ignite the group once again. Yes. Has anybody ever seen that video of the lighter and it's going out, and then on the other hand, another lighter is lit, and then the person, you know, like tips over the one lighter that's lit to the other lighter, and then both lighters light? Yes, providing the flame. Providing the flame, providing the spark. Providing that energy. And then when something negative happens, don't meet negativity with negativity. Instead of responding, we can choose to help ignite the group once again. Here's the affirmation of the day. I can be the person who provides the flame if I set my mind to it. Absolutely. We all have that spark inside of ourselves, and we can always share that spark. And I know this is going to sound corny, but it's true. The stars only shine when it's dark. So when someone's being negative, make sure you shine real bright. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Remember, hit that subscribe button, give us a like, and we're better together, we're stronger together. Take what resonates and go beyond.